For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 7 people were shot, including the shooter who later died in the second mass shooting in Maryland in 3 months. A woman who was a temporary employee at the Rite Aid warehouse in Aberdeen opened fire on her coworkers shortly after they arrived at work. First responders begin arriving only 5 minutes after the shooting began.
Yeah, 2 DSWs, one to the chest, one to the abdomen, one to the back at location.
Sheriff Jeffrey Galler.
3 people are suffering from injuries which they are expected to survive. 3 others are victims of our shooter who lost their lives here today.
The suspect was identified as 26-year-old Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore. She began shooting outside before she went in, and she shot a total of 6 people before committing suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A lawyer for a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault decades ago says she'd be willing to testify, but not on Monday.
Christine Blasey Ford's attorney says the insistence of Senate Republicans that she testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday is arbitrary. Monday is the day set by the committee to hear from Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. Ford's lawyer says her client will testify, probably next week, under terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Dr. Ford and her family have received death threats and had to go into hiding since she first came forward with her allegation, an allegation that Kavanaugh strongly denies. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Puerto Ricans are marking the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria with choirs, protests, and a funeral procession. The events are meant to remember those who died in the Category 4 storm. Also, it's meant to protest the conditions of tens of thousands who are still struggling in the aftermath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The weekly jobless numbers are lower right now than they've been in nearly 50 years. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Labor Department reporting 200,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number of initial claims since November of 1969. The biggest increase in claims last week were in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas. Steepest declines in California, New York, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google has contacted a number of U.S. senators and told them that foreign government actors have attempted to hack their personal Gmail accounts. Google confirmed it notified the senators after Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon sent a letter to Senate leadership about the email targeting in which he referred to only as a major technology company. Google also didn't clarify whether the attacks were successful, but noted a blog post on its website which states government-backed hacking warnings are sent out of an abundance of caution and reflects that a user has been targeted, not necessarily that they've been compromised. Wyden said he plans to introduce legislation that would provide the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms to provide cybersecurity assistance to senators and staff on an opt-in basis for their personal devices and accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.